Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas, doing a little dance over here to that music coming in.
Got some snappy stuff going on here.
Yeah, that's a great current song. My band actually does that song. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's called My Type.
Give us a call. We're sitting by the phone, and we're waiting for it to ring.
Yeah, don't sound so desperate.
Yeah. I waited for your call. No.
That sounds like last week when we were talking about selling houses, like online dating. You sound you're desperate for a date, Eric.
It's scary.
Tell that phone number. Come
on. That's right. 866-712-1300. You can call us toll free. You don't have to have a credit card. You don't have to have anything. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd like to hear your scary house stories.
Yes, I would actually love to hear ghost stories or some kind of crazy stuff because that's a topic for me that is quite interesting within real estate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you know about how we handle that as a disclosure here in Washington?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Isn't that the G21 addendum? No, I'm kidding.
G21. G for ghost? Ghost 21 addendum. No, there is no such thing. Oh. However, in the state of Washington, every house that transfers in a sale is required, unless this is actually, now that I sit here and think about it, it's like, oh yeah, that's interesting, except for in the case of an estate.
Correct.
Meaning someone has passed on.
Right.
Except for in the case of an estate, every property must have a seller disclosure form. And it's about a 6-page document if you're using the MLS forms that we real estate agents use.
Sure, called the Form 17. Form 17.
You can get them outside of, you know, MLS and agents, but that's what our form is. And it's so funny because having a death in a property is not something that Washington State necessarily requires to be disclosed.
I did not know that.
But other states do.
Right.
And so I got into this big forum the other day because there was a website being discussed and then also the topic of disclosures. And every marketplace is different. So like in California, if a death has occurred in a property within the past 3 years, seller is supposed to disclose it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But in Washington State, you're not required to. However, real estate agents who are realtors who also follow our code of ethics,
right,
which I'm a realtor and I'm part of our local organization in the state and national group. And we see it sometimes a little bit differently when it comes from an ethics standpoint, because there are certain individuals who don't want to buy a house.
Well, absolutely.
Where a death
has
occurred.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and because for some folks, it's a religious thing.
Well, we have certain cultures that you absolutely would not.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a interesting challenge for a real estate agent because it's not necessarily on our list of questions if a seller knows.
Oh, no, absolutely. Right? I had clients of mine back out of a purchase a few years back that it's a Vietnamese family, and they're very spiritual and they're very concerned about that. And when they discovered that a death had occurred in the home and it was not a natural death.
Oh no!
That's it.
Was they're it like, a crime?
It was a suicide.
Oh,
and
gosh.
And so they're like, no, we're not buying this house.
Yeah,
and I'm good. They just happened to be fortunate enough to find out.
Do you know how they found out?
This was actually an interview. I think they spoke off the cuff with one of the family members, and that's how they found out. It was either family member or neighbor. I can't remember exactly.
Neighbors, I will tell you, if they know of something that they can blab out about, they'll do it.
You can learn a lot about a home by talking to the neighbors.
Oh, heck yeah. In fact, actually, I'm working with a client right now that they found out what's going on with the seller. Because the guy went and drove around the neighborhood, saw a guy outside and started chit-chatting with him and found out all about the nasty divorce and the guy taking the kids and going out the door and like, wow.
Absolutely.
You got to be, I hope you like your neighbors because if they don't like you and you're selling your house, watch out. They will dump stuff on total random strangers who they think just might become their neighbor.
Absolutely. Oh, it's amazing what will happen. Really,
oh, yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. I've heard some crazy stories from folks. But the reason I'm asking about how they found out, so that's actually one really good way. You know, I mean, you can flat out ask a real estate agent, and if they know, they can't lie.
Sure, they're going
to
tell
you.
Lie. Right.
Now, I will say a listing agent does have a duty of confidentiality with their seller. So if a seller has said, we do not want to talk about this, it does put them in a precarious position.
Sure.
Now, a lot of times, you know, death records might be public. If it was a notorious crime, it might have been in the newspaper. You can put in an address sometimes. It just depends. But one of the sites that I just found out about recently that you can go buy reports is a website called diedinhouse.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that sound morbid or what?
Ooh.
I know. No. It sounds a little creepy. But if, like the folks we're talking about, if this is something that's really important to you and would impact your desire to continue moving forward with a home purchase, you know, I think it's kind of important to have a resource because, like we just said, it's not always a requirement of disclosure.
No, and absolutely. And you and I have talked about this before. We want our customers to be happy and successful in their homes. And so if there's an event or something that happened that's going to just make them not comfortable living there, don't buy it.
Yeah, yeah. I have a good friend of mine who she is absolutely firm in her mind that one of the houses she lived in, there was a ghost. It was a happy ghost. It was like a Casper, Casper the friendly ghost.
Yeah.
And just kind of popped in and out, sort of said hello, moved things around sometimes. Some of our friends think she is just batty about this. And they're like looking askew at her like, normally we think you're really bright, but what?
Well, who are we to second guess things like this?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know if I fully believe in ghosts, but I do believe in, you know, spirit and energy and things of that nature. So, you know, you can have a vibe in a house.
Oh, absolutely.
And sometimes that vibe sticks with a house for a while, right? Kind of like the Amity.
Sure. Well, I live in a home that's 90 plus years old, and it has a personality of its own. It makes its own noises. Every now and then it'll pop or creak in a place I haven't heard before. So who knows?
Because you stepped on a stair wrong or
something.
Or like, oh, Eric, yeah, lose some weight.
What's going on? Yeah. Well, I'm talking about I'm in one end of the house, and this noise comes from the other end of the house, and I have no idea where it came from, but... Yeah, you know, that's just stuff like that happens.
And it's not the cat.
It's not the cat.
In my house, usually if there's a sound going somewhere else, it's usually one of my animals doing some crazy
antic. Up to no good.
Yeah,
or
chasing one of the others, something like that.
That's right.
You know, so
diedinhouse.com.
Yeah, diedinhouse.com. And they can do, let's say you're searching in an area for a home, they can do bulk search. I mean, you pay either for an individual report up to, I think, 5. So, you know, if you're house hunting and this is something you care about, you can, you know, put those reports in and every house you show a lot of distinct interest in, and that's important. Although I guess, you know, the disclosure thing, this is not necessarily about death, but one of the other things that creeps people out in terms of crimes is the seller disclosure form also has a very thick print, bold, sellers do not have to tell you if there are sex predators nearby, people who are registered sex offenders. So people probably also want to make sure and do their own due diligence, because I have had clients do that and choose not to buy a home because of the relative proximity of many to a particular property. So those are definitely other things. Something else, I told you last week that I was at the Certified Luxury Home Marketing Specialist class, right? So I'm a member of the Institute of Luxury Home Marketing. And something they brought up in our coursework, which I was a little surprised but quite intrigued about, was that they mentioned luxury homes tend to have a higher potential for a high-profile crime to have been committed.
Interesting.
And I'm just like,
really?
Oh, that's, huh. And I don't know if it's just because folks that are in this kind of upper income strata, it's just that if a crime happens in their home, the media jumps on it. Yeah, you know, it's like that if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
And you know, maybe the average person is like, yeah, look, that's right. Take that guy down. Yeah.
Famous sports star goes into foreclosure. It's all over the news, but you know, regular Joe Schmo, it's not going to be any sort of an issue.
So I always kind of wonder, it's like, is it really that it's that? It's like, what's the overall percentage? Because those luxury homes are a really minor percentage of the marketplace too. Right. So that's just kind of like, ooh,
interesting.
Okay.
So better to, if you're buying a high end home, better, you know, check the
dyedinhouse.com or do a flat out question to the agent and see if you can get an answer. But, you know, I don't know. What kind of scary things do you run across in your line of work?
I run into scary lending things, you know, things, issues with a home that not necessarily are ghost oriented or anything like that. I run into more things like some scary property issues. Well, I'll give you an example. I opened up the crawl space of a home. My action inspector did once, and there was 3 feet of water in the crawl space.
Ooh, not good.
We get every now and then appraisal. And we actually have, there's two circumstances I'm working with right now, which are not actually loans that I'm working on. These are from other lenders or people have reached out for help. And what they are is, it's called the code compliance condition.
An appraiser
goes out, looks at the property. They see that someone did an addition without a permit.
Ooh.
Or they converted a garage, turned it into a bedroom.
There's a lot of those.
There's a ton of those. And if an appraiser calls out that condition and says, please provide us with the building permits to show that this was built to code,
that's
a code compliance condition. And
that's a title issue also.
It's problems all around.
Ugh.
Because the only way that you can get a building permit after the fact is to you almost have to prove forensically that the home was built to code. So that can mean tearing walls open. Ugh. It can mean, you know, sometimes in some cases just knocking the addition down and starting all over again.
Wow.
So there are some building departments that are reasonable and will work with an owner on thing like that. But in many cases, they're very rigid about it, and they don't like it. They don't like the fact that somebody built something on their turf without getting a proper permit for it. So
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back too. Give the number just in case people want to call.
866-712-1300. Call us with your scary house stories.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.